Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. You are listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Thursday, February 14th. Guns were once again the focus at the Colorado State House yesterday. A Democratic proposal to ban concealed carry weapons on college campuses got its first hearing in the House Education Committee. It highlights the longer battle that will take place this session on gun laws. Benta Berkland has more.
A March 2012 ruling by the state Supreme Court said colleges and universities in Colorado don't have the authority to ban concealed weapons from campuses. But Democratic Representative Claire Levy of Boulder says allowing concealed carry weapons doesn't help learning or make college campuses safer.
Do we really want to give guns to binge-drinking college kids? What about suicidal students? Is more guns on campus the only answer our society can come up with in response to the horrific gun violence on a college campus?
Levy says students shouldn't be around guns given their lack of maturity and the volatile mix of youth and drugs. And several students from the University of Colorado Boulder testified in support of Levy's bill, including senior Sarah Kelly. She worked on an informal survey which showed most CU students don't feel any safer with guns on campus.
Campus is not only our classrooms, but our dorms, our homes, and where we eat, live, and study everything. It's not just about the numbers of incidents or the extent of injuries that have happened. It's about a feeling of being safe on campus, and that's something that we as students deserve.
But opponents say the bill would infringe on the rights of students who do feel safer carrying a concealed weapon. Scott Hendrick graduated from Colorado State University last year. He's with the group Students for Concealed Carry.
I have special operations veterans who've been shot at, who've been injured, who've been hurt overseas, and they just want to be able to be safe on their own campus as they are when they are at home, when they drive to the mall. It's no different than that. And these people are the citizens that you are belittling by saying it's not allowed on college.
Even with the 2012 ruling, it's estimated that only a very small percentage of students actually have concealed carry permits. Republicans on the House Education Committee voted against the measure, but it still passed with Democratic support. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Despite the International Olympic Committee's announcement that it will eliminate the sport from Olympic competition, local wrestling fever on the Western Slope is as strong as ever. Tammy Meck brings us these local sports updates, beginning with girls basketball, which starts playoffs in less than 2 weeks.
The Delta Lady Panthers are on a 14-game winning streak heading into the final week of league competition. Delta has clinched the 4A Western Slope League title and is 3 games ahead of second-place Rifle. Led by point guard Skylin Webb's 22 points and 5 steals per game, Delta is in 9th place in state 4A standings. They host 0-13 Summit Friday and travel to 5th-ranked Palisade Saturday. Wins this weekend will give the Lady Panthers their first undefeated league season in team history. The Delta Boys are 3rd in league standings. They host Summit Friday night and face number 1 Palisade at Palisade Saturday night. With 1 game remaining on the schedule, the Norwood Girls are undefeated and in first place in 1A San Juan league standings. 5'10" senior post Harley Williams is averaging almost 20 points and 9 rebounds per game for Norwood. They wrap up the season on February 23rd against Ignacio. In Class 2A girls competition, Meeker, Rangeley, and Paonia remain undefeated in Western Slope League play. Paonia is coming off of a huge 2-point win over 4A Rifle. Gert Clement shot a goal at the buzzer for the 39-41 win. The battle for the league title will be fought out in the coming days, with Paonia traveling Friday to Rangeley. This Saturday is the last home game for Paonia. They host Meeker beginning at 1:30. With an 11-5 record, the Hotchkiss Lady Bulldogs are in 4th place in league standings and have a shot at advancing to regional competition. They play Meeker Friday and host Rangeley at 2:30 Saturday. Hotchkiss hosts Paonia next Tuesday at 6. In 2A boys competition, Hayden has clinched the Western Slope League title, but 2nd place is still up for grabs. The Hotchkiss boys have a 5-3 league and 11-5 overall record and are 1 game behind Rangeley, Meeker, and Vale Christian. They host number 2 Rangeley at 5:30 Saturday. Paonia plays at Rangeley Friday and hosts number 3 Meeker Saturday. Hotchkiss and Paonia will face each other for the final game of the season on Tuesday, starting at 7:30. District competition opens February 26th. The International Olympic Committee may have booted wrestling from Olympic competition, but enthusiasm for the sport, which dates back almost 15,000 years and was a main attraction at the earliest Olympic Games, is alive and well in western Colorado. The bleachers at Paonia High School were almost at capacity for last Friday's duel between Meeker and the Paonia Eagles, which Paonia won 76-0. Regional tournaments open tomorrow. In Class 4A Region 4 competition, Delta's David Brown, a 113-pound sophomore, is the number 1 seed. Seeded third are seniors Shane Anderson at 126 and Hunter Brasfield at 152. Montrose has 4 wrestlers seeded in the top 4, including number 2 seeds Marcus Velasquez at 160 and Jesus Casillas at 285. First round matches open at noon Friday at Montrose High School. Championship rounds happen Saturday afternoon. The 3A Region 1 tournament will be held at Grand Valley High School. 3 Olathe wrestlers are seated first, including Austin Shank at 113, Jacob Solseth at 132, and Trenton Pyatt, who remains undefeated at 120. Hotchkiss senior Joe Boyle is seated first at 145 pounds, and Zach Taylor is favored to win at heavyweight. Cedar Edge freshman Austin Todd is the number 2 seed at 106, and at 132, Peter Williamson is seated third. Paonia enters regional 2A competition with 7 number 1 seeds. They include Josh Altman at 113, Jesse Reed at 120, Bo Pfeiffer at 126, Jorge Quiñones at 145, Morgan Reeder at 182, Tyler Kendall at 195, and heavyweight Tony Darling. The 2A tournament begins Friday night at Grand Junction High School. The top 4 placers in each weight class earn the honor of wrestling at the state tournament, which opens February 21st at the Pepsi Center in Denver. Regional brackets are posted on the Colorado High School Activities Association's website, chsaa.org. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Mick.
The Colorado Department of Transportation reports that this year's Super Bowl weekend DUI arrests were higher than any other Super Bowl weekend since the enforcement period was introduced in 2009. According to preliminary reports, there was 1 alcohol-related fatality in the state during this year's enforcement period, which ran from Friday, February 1st to Monday, February 4th. The Director of Transportation Safety said it's clear that there is much more work to be done to educate Coloradans on drinking and driving. More than 100 law enforcement agencies across the state arrested 421 drivers suspected of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 138 of those arrests took place on Super Bowl Sunday. The numbers are up considerably when compared with 2012, when 275 arrests were made. Coloradans can expect even tougher enforcement over St. Patrick's Day weekend. The crackdown begins Friday, March 15th, and lasts through Monday, March 18th. And finally today, KVNF Cub reporters Noah McDaniel and Mason Lightfoot hit the streets of Paonia to learn what people like best about Valentine's Day.
We're with KVNF, and I was wondering if I could ask you what your favorite thing about Valentine's Day is.
The chocolate.
What kind of chocolate?
The kind with the cream on the middle that you get in the big hearts. It's my favorite part.
The flowers? We love the flowers.
I just like the idea that everybody's thinking about love on a day and that they share that with each other.
Just random people just being sweet to each other.
My favorite thing about Valentine's Day, probably thinking about all the people I have loved.
It's definitely not the candy. I would say that it's to remind me that every day should be Valentine's Day.
Red hearts and getting Valentine's. And my husband usually gives me flowers.
What kind of flowers do you like?
Well, I usually get pink or red roses, and I like those.
Nice.
Showing your loved ones that you love them.
That's important.
That's very important.
I like flowers and candy, but flowers are nice. And jewelry. I love jewelry.
Probably that I can express how much I love my wife to her.
Yeah, it's all about expressing love to your wife and your children, your family. Yeah. And your friends. Yeah, that's important.
Oh, maybe you get to buy some Valentine candy or something and give to your missus and or whoever that would like it.
Being with your family and people you love.
Candy and flowers.
My favorite thing about Valentine's Day is when my family gets together and we all just share a nice evening meal together. That's what we do for Valentine's Day. And that's my favorite.
Chocolate.
Want some candy for Valentine's Day tomorrow, right?
That was Noah McDaniel and Mason Lightfoot for KVNF. And that concludes your daily newscast for Thursday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, I'm Eric Gould. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.